Education is the key to success. This I believe. My parents both grew up without much money. They both went to college to study chemical engineering, which allowed them to get good paying jobs. Education has constantly been stressed to my brother and me throughout our childhood. For my mom, education allowed her to achieve a comfortable and happy life. She also felt that men immediately had more respect for her, pushing against society's sexism. She always tells us that education is like a safety net that gives you something to fall back on. Because of her belief in this, she got me to move up to the highest math class between 4th and 5th grade. To do this, I needed to complete a 2-week summer session at the school, where anyone who was moving up would be caught up. Unfortunately, I was unable to make it to the session because my family and I were going on vacation those weeks. The math teacher gave me a large packet and said, "Just do this packet and you'll be caught up. Your parents are engineers, right? Ask them if you don't understand something." Teaching myself a whole math class from a packet was extremely difficult, and I remember crying at least a few times that summer. Even then, I was too proud to ask for help. My mom tried to help me sometimes, but for some reason, I always became irritated when she tried to help me. Therefore, I struggled through the packet and wanted to give up. It was then that I talked to my dad. He sat me down and began to tell me the deeper reason as to why education was so important to my family. My dad is half black and half Japanese. His father was a black man born in Selma, Alabama in the late 1930s. He endured severe racism growing up there before eventually joining the Marines and being stationed in Okinawa, Japan. It was here that my grandfather met my grandmother and had my dad and his 3 siblings. Years later, my grandfather moved his family to Maryland in order to give his children the opportunity and education available in the United States. My dad grew up extremely poor, sometimes going without electricity and hot water because bills weren't paid. Part of the reason my grandfather couldn't make much money is because he was constantly trying different business ventures in order to avoid working for a white man. He told my father, "The white man can take a lot, but he can never take your education." My dad then told me of a specific memory where he, his mom, and his siblings were sitting around the table eating dinner in the dark with heavy coats on. They were complaining about how their father hadn't paid the bills and how they had no lights. My dad suddenly said, "Why are we sitting here on our asses complaining about him not making money? What are we doing?" It was then that my father decided he would attend college no matter what, so he wouldn't have to depend on anyone else to keep the lights on. Throughout the summer, I continued to struggle through the math packet, but now I felt that I was working towards something. I felt that every bit more educated I got meant that there was less that could be taken from me and more for me to fall back on. Even now, as I look toward college, I keep these thoughts in my mind. Occasionally, I jokingly ask my dad, "What if I went to Delaware County Community College?" Knowing my potential, he responds with, "If you go there, I'll drive there every single day just to slap you." Throughout my childhood, education has been stressed constantly. Being educated gives me a skill that will constantly support me and that can never be taken from me. This I believe.